The third part in our series about the history of radio in Bournemouth. This week, new developments in local radio.
After World War II, there were very few developments in British radio until the 1960s. Professor Sean Street worked at one of the BBC's first local radio stations in Southampton, BBC Radio Solent.
Radio Solent went on the air on New Year's Eve 1970, famously with an opening speech by Lord Mountbatten of Burma, who lived at Broadlands. And I think it's important to realise the context in which BBC Radio Solent began. It was the beginning of the second phase of BBC local radio. The first local radio station run by the BBC opened in 1967, and that was Radio Leicester. And when Radio Solent went on the air, it was headed up by a station manager called Maurice Ennals, who was actually the station manager of Radio Leicester, the very first BBC local radio station. And up until that point, local radio by the BBC had been classed as an experiment. Was it going to work? We don't know. We're just going to experiment with it. By the time the second phase came on stream at the end of 1970, it was clearly working as far as the BBC were concerned. The idea of a local radio station for local people and local concerns was clearly working. For the first 6 years of Radio Solent's life, it was very much purely local, very little music, mostly speech programming, and that reflected in the sense that the BBC's policy for local radio, which came on, as I say, in 1967, around the same time that Radio 1 was introduced in this country, the pop music station, and the idea was really to create a smaller scale of broadcasting in Britain.
John Piper also worked at Radio Solent.
Presenting the angling programme, which was a weekly programme, and it was then put to me that the voice that I then had was ideal for a regular weekly or even daily programme. What did I think of it? And I said, yes, by all means, let's give it a try. And from that came a programme called Piper's Tune, which I presented every day from 9 until 11, 5 days a week, for 6 or 7 years. I presented a general affairs program called Viewpoint. I lived in Bournemouth, and I traveled from Bournemouth to Southampton every day to do the Radio Solent programs, until the time that 2CR got underway.
2CR, Two Counties Radio, was given its name as a tribute to the early BBC stations, which were all named using a number followed by two letters, for example 2LO in London and 6BM in Bournemouth. John Piper was the first programme controller of 2CR.
The most vivid recollection was the actual start of the station's live transmissions. It's my voice that says, good morning Hampshire, good morning Dorset, and we took it on from there.
Sean Street also moved from Radio Solent in Southampton to 2CR in Bournemouth.
2CR opened in 1980, in September 1980, the 15th of September 1980. So, in fact, 2CR is just coming up for its 20th birthday, its 20th anniversary. And I was features editor at 2CR. I think it's important to understand that the 10 years between those two stations opening, 1970 for BBC Radio Solent and 1980 for 2CR, saw a major change in broadcasting emphasis in this country. Before October 1973, there was no legal commercial radio in Britain. Any commercial radio that was heard by British listeners was illegal. It was pirate. It was Radio Luxembourg, Radio Normandy, Radio Caroline. And then in October 1973, LBC, the London Broadcasting Company, started broadcasting, and a month or so after that, Capital Radio. So once again, when 2CR, Two Counties Radio, the two counties being Dorset, where Bournemouth is, and Hampshire, which is the adjacent county, when that station opened, it was part of the second phase of commercial radio.